Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. Time to check in and see what's cooking, pun intended, with Greg Haynes, CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, overseers of the Beef Checkoff. Now, been doing a lot of grilling this summer, Greg, and probably not a lot of tofu for you.
No, I don't think I've had tofu for quite a while, and definitely a lot of grilling. So weather's been great. It's been hot. We've been getting out there pretty much every day grilling up some beef.
Sounds good to me. Now, the way I understand it, the return on investment study for the Checkoff takes place every 5 years, and it just came out. What were the findings, and who does this study?
Yep, the findings just came out last week, and we had that done by Dr. Harry Kaiser from Cornell University, and he's really kind of the preeminent expert on doing these kind of studies, especially in the ag industry. He's worked with tons of different commodities and different groups to really identify the impact that these kind of programs have. And what he does is he factors out other things that could be influencing demand for beef, you know, whether that's the economy, the price of other competing proteins, exchange rates, stuff like that, so that he can really identify that impact of the checkoff. And what he found this year was really great. I mean, for every dollar that we invest, we're getting $13.41 back to the producers and the importers who are paying into this program. And what that means is that basically for steer prices, if we would not have had the checkoff, steer prices would have been 7.8% lower. So you can calculate what you're gaining on those steer prices based on that. And also just the amount of beef that was sold. We sold almost 3 billion pounds more beef domestically and internationally than if we would not have had the checkoff. Yeah, so definitely a significant impact on the industry as far as boosting that demand and returns to us.
Absolutely. What do you say to cattlemen or maybe sale barns who don't believe the checkoff has that much impact?
Yeah, I just tell them is that, you know, they need to like look at these kind of reports and look at the programs that are actually happening out there. There's a lot of misinformation about what the checkoff's doing or what it's not doing. Most of that's not based in fact. So I would say, you know, call CBB, look at our website, see what's going on. But there is a lot going on. There's a lot of reviews and evaluations of every program. So we are verifying that these programs are having an impact. And the committees that oversee all these programs, that's their charge. These are committees made up of producers, and they are deciding how these checkoff dollars are being used so that we are getting the biggest impact for the industry.
Well spoken, sir. Greg Haynes, hometown cowboy from Cheyenne, Wyoming, and CEO of the CBB. Now, you behave at the Frontier Days this year, if that's possible.
It's kind of hard, but we will try our best.
Thanks so much, Greg. Have a good one.
Yeah, thanks, Monty. Appreciate it.
This Breaking Beef News brought to you by Stockmans of Yankton, Stockmans of Dickinson, North Platte Stockyards, Hanage Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, Tri-County Stockyards, Torrington Livestock, Creighton Livestock, Bassett Livestock Auction, Mobridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Presho Livestock, and CattleUSA.com.